Everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Source Material. As always, I am your host, Jesse Starcher, and tonight we discuss the extremely topical DC Universe Rebirth. Of course, my good buddy Ronnie Adams from the Screaming Boy podcast has stepped in to assist, along with returning guest Cole Marantette. Spoiler warning, we are going to be talking DC Universe Rebirth number one, and it will be spoiled. Some pretty crazy world-bending stuff happens here, so unless you're good with hearing it from us, feel free to grab your copy and come back when ready. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Just search Rattlitch and rate and subscribe. Don't forget to give that Rattlitch and Broadcasting Network Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts the network has to offer. That being said, let's make like a fetus and head out to DC Comics and get reborn. So, Cole, now it's hit the stands. It's brand new. It's May 25th, Wednesday, new comic book day. And, Cole, you've had the opportunity to read the first issue of DC Rebirth. What do you think, man? We don't have to go deep into the plot or anything like that, but what stood out to you and what are your thoughts? Spoiler alert, by the way. I'll put that at the beginning. But
oh, yeah. We're going to spoil the hell out of it.
We're going to spoil the heck out of it.
Yeah, this is not going to be good for people who haven't read it.
Or it could be.
There you go. We might warn people away.
Save your money.
Run.
I'm kind of conflicted.
Okay.
Because on the one side, brings back my favorite Flash, Wally West.
Mm-hmm.
Wally West was the Flash as far as I remember back, and he was always my favorite because Barry Allen is boring and dumb.
During the New 52, were you just itching and scratching for Wally West to rear his head somewhere?
I didn't believe it would happen,
okay.
And then it did, and it was a completely different Wally West. And that was, once again, just like with Rebirth, that was sort of a mixed bag, because, yeah, Wally West is back, but it's not the Wally West that I knew.
Okay.
And then with the new one, Wally West is back, but he's not the Flash. He's Kid Flash again, which is a major step backward. It would be like Dick Grayson becoming Batman and then going back to being Nightwing. Oh, wait. Dang.
Oh,
it's almost like DC has a history of doing this. Other than that, I don't know. I was severely unimpressed.
Okay.
Like, it didn't make me angry. I wasn't calling down hellfire and brimstone, but I was just sort of perplexed.
Okay.
Like, you're starting a new universe. You want to get everyone on board, and here's a boring comic about Wally West talking to people.
Oh, all right. Now, here's my defense, but I will say that I was entertained. A lot of this might be because of the rose-colored free comic glasses that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, pal.
Nothing tastes better than free. So.
That's right. I have questions. If you can answer any of them, great. I thought that Wally West never even showed up in the New 52, but you're saying there was a different iteration of him in the New 52, right?
There is a sort of blink and you miss it cameo in this comic.
Okay, I saw that.
Of a black kid.
Yeah.
And that's the new Wally West. And they sort of retconned that they're cousins and they happen to be named the same thing. But that's the new Wally West. He showed up for a hot minute in the New 52.
Okay. He wasn't part of some kind of team or anything like that where he was prominent.
Not that I really recall. I mean, he had a Kid Flash suit for a while and he was running around, but he really started showing up as Kid Flash late in the game.
Okay. Now, prior to the New 52, they were talking about Wally West disappearing.
Yes.
Is that something that you're schooled on or that you know of?
Well, when Barry Allen came back, shortly thereafter, Wally West went away. And Barry Allen was once again the only Flash.
Uh-huh.
Which led into Flashpoint.
Yep.
Which was widely regarded as a mistake.
Ronnie, hop in here, buddy.
Okay.
First off, what were your thoughts?
I've tended not to expect much out of DC lately. I know that sounds kind of harsh, but I was not a fan of the New 52, just like most people are not a fan of the New 52. I don't like the fact, I don't like what they did with a lot of the characters. Superman isn't the D-bag that they made him into, things like that. I know that's picky, it's nitpicky, and I've said different things about, Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman, all that, but that's a whole movie franchise and then it's a whole different discussion. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not that I'm afraid of change. In fact, most of the time I kind of welcome it, to a point. You've got to stay true to the character and the essence of it. And I don't think they did that very well at all with a couple of them. I agree with Cole. I think Aquaman was I didn't read it, of course, as much as he did, but I thought they did really well with it. I'm a bigger fan of Hook Hand Aquaman, but
who isn't?
Exactly. I mean, he's a bad man in that. I mean, he's just awesome. I wasn't a fan of that. And they've done how many of these quote unquote redos, these mulligans, over the years? The different Crisis on Infinite Earth and Crisis of Identity Crisis and all this other stuff.
Well, I mean, they really hit it on the head when they named one of the events Infinite Crisis.
Infinite Crisis, yeah.
That's what seems to be happening.
I still went into this with an open mind. I like to think I did. Some people may say that I didn't, but I think I did. Because honestly, I put away any kind of preconceived notions that I had, and I just read it to read it, to see what, just to see what's going on. I found some of it confusing, mainly probably because I'm not really caught up with the DC universe at this point, but I got really excited when I looked at the back cover and I saw in one hourglass, I saw the Justice Society of America. And then I saw the old Justice League. And then on the very front, you see the New 52 Justice League. And you even see the different Wally West and the Kid Flash, outfit. And instead of Captain Marvel, they just call him Shazam now. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so and the new Harley Quinn and all that. I'm a huge fan. I think I can blame or thank Josh Calandris for making me a fan of the Justice Society, just because I think they had a lot of interesting characters that came out of it. So when they completely erased the JSA from existence, that I got kind of ticked off. So I was excited to see them. But where it kind of started to lose me was where they mentioned where it showed Bruce. It showed Batman in the Batcave, and they said they had three different Jokers.
Yeah,
I was like, what? Come on, and yeah, that's kind of where I went with that. I was like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, come on.
No, there's one Joker. One Joker's enough. I don't need three of them running around and kind of ruining the legacy of the Joker. And then
we got three totally different people.
Yeah. And then I'm not sure who the Legion of Superheroes or whatever that I don't know who that chick is with the ring, being questioned and all that. So I'm just a little confused at certain things that are going on. It was kind of cool to see, even though it was on the video, Ray Palmer, Dr. Fate, and a few others. But it was all just kind of, I guess, where I haven't read the lead up to it. What happened to Superman? Why is he dead?
Cole, any idea about the bearded Superman, the bearded Clark Kent that we see here?
There's been a comic. It's like, I want to say it's called The Adventures of Lois Lane and Clark Kent, which is effectively pre-New 52 Superman.
Okay.
And he has been in hiding. They survived Flashpoint somehow, but he and Lois have been in hiding and are raising their son, John Kent, who is now starting to display superhuman powers.
That's everybody's been clamoring for the pre-52 Superman.
Yeah, and I get that, and that's where I was kind of like, okay, I'm down with this. You know, it was interesting to say the least. I mean, I felt for Wally here. Yeah, okay? I really felt for Wally. I got into that.
I did. I'll tell you right now, when it comes to the reveal of that whole arc where Wally is about to die, and we turn the page and. Because they paced it out so well.
Yeah.
I cheered, dude. Okay, maybe I didn't cheer, but I smiled.
You cheered. Come on. You marked out.
I smiled. I was like, yes, this is – I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that part of the story. And, the events leading up to that reveal the conclusion of it. It was really good. Okay. Well, we cannot talk about the elephant in the room.
Well, that's where I was going.
Go for it.
Because I was off and on. I was hot and cold. I was really, as Cole said, I was unimpressed with it at first. There were some good points, and there were some points where I was like, meh, whatever. Kind of a deal. Like, okay, Aquaman is engaged now. Big deal. I thought he was already married to her. I don't know. Different things. But when you get down to brass tacks, let's just put it like that. And Batman goes back in his cave just because he sees something. He starts chipping away at a rock, and you hear the big line, "We're being watched," and it's the smiley face pin with the blood spatter on it. That was my exact reaction. I was like, what the crap? No.
Oh.
No. No, that... Don't you dare defend this Star Trek.
Oh,
and then you get to the epilogue where the watch is being rebuilt on Mars.
Oh, that's straight out of Watchmen right there.
That's straight up out of Watchmen. And it's Dr. Manhattan. And apparently he's got something to do with this. He's created the new 52. And he had no.
Now you're leaping. You're leaping there. Why are you saying that? That is nowhere in this book. Does it say that? Now, are you reading stuff off of the online interwebs where you're getting this created the whole...
No, I am not. I got it from whatever. Someone who read it off the internet.
This is not... I have not seen that hinted to in here. Cole, jump in here, man.
Jesse.
Okay.
Jesse. Dr. Manhattan is the hand that Wally West talks about reaching out and remaking the universe. At the end of Watchmen... Dr. Manhattan is talking about he's going to go make life somewhere. And this is all a giant middle finger to Alan Moore.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't jump on board with Before Watchmen.
It's an unimaginative cop-out to a mistake they made with the New 52.
Yes. Yeah, okay. they had to blame somebody, and so they blamed Dr. Manhattan.
Somebody that wasn't involved.
Somebody that doesn't have anything to do with this universe at all. When you read Watchmen... Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, the Trinity, the rest of the JLA, the JSA, they don't exist in their world. Mm. They don't exist. The only superheroes you know of are Night Owl, the comedian, Dr. Manhattan, all of them. That's the only ones you know of. Yeah, Silk Spectre. I'm a fan of Watchmen, of the book, but it is a very bleak, very dark book that has no business being mingled with the rest of the DCU, in my opinion, because it was a one shot. It was written as an anti-superhero book. You can't have Rorschach and Batman in the same universe without Batman saying, okay, he's doing good, but I got to take him down because he's killing people. He's crushing the sternum of cops with his grappling gun, things like that. It's just they have no business, in my opinion. This is my opinion. They have no business pushing the two together and then blaming the biggest mistake in the DC universe on this character that had nothing to do with it in the beginning. I just think it's just, a cheap cop out to the only person that had powers in that separate universe, in that separate reality, who had the powers of a god. Who can create his own life and everything. And they're like, oh, well, what about this guy? We can just make him make it and blame it all on him. And boom, poof, we give the fans what they want.
What? I have a question for you. Yeah. I have a question for both of you. What is it that would take to appease you guys? I'm not the DC purist, okay? I've used that term here past couple days. I'm not the guy who's going to be able to say,
okay, I was so invested in this universe that this is outrageous. How dare you? If Geoff Johns published a book, okay, it said DC Universe Rebirth, and you open it up, and it was like 12 white pages, all right, and it spelled out the words, I'm sorry. Would you guys be happy then? I don't know what it would take to... How would you handle this? Cole, I want to ask you, what would it take? What would it take, or what would you have rather seen happen? Do you think they should have went a total other route? What do you think?
I am not angry about the New 52.
Okay.
I'm in the stark minority on this, but the New 52 never angered me. It never... Like, I was disappointed in the way they characterized Superman. I was disappointed in the way that they rebooted some of the heroes, but I never felt like I was owed an apology. I never felt like, oh, you've ruined... Because the old comics are still there. I can go to... I do have a local comic book shop now that I do frequent. Not for comic books, but for...
Gaming?
Tabletop RPG.
Nice.
I can go there, and I can buy a copy of All-Star Superman, and I can open it up and read it, and it is still All-Star Superman. Uh-huh. I can go and get back issues of Wonder Woman. I can go and buy the excellent series Trinity. DC never took that away from me. Uh-huh. They tried to tell new stories in a new way, and they failed. I don't feel like Rebirth needed to be an apology for that, and I don't think DC thought that either, because they didn't apologize. They came up with a cheap ploy to explain away something that they thought was going to be a great idea and just utterly fell on its face. In the same moment, they got some cheap heat,
Alan Moore,
on a creator that is no longer with the company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rebirth, if anything, Rebirth has made me want to follow the DC Universe less.
Wow. Mm.
Not because it made me angry, not because, well, I mean, the Watchmen thing did make me a little angry. but it's just, I don't see the purpose of it.
Okay.
If you're going to reboot things every couple of years, there's no purpose in doing reboots. Mm-hmm. Just have the comics be their own continuity. Like, if you're going to keep doing these reboots, have Aquaman just be Aquaman.
Yeah.
Have Justice League just be Justice League. Maybe they'll cross over every now and then, but just keep them separate.
Yeah.
To me, DC's never worried about continuity, though.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think they've ever really worried about it. To me, it's just felt like, to coin a phrase from Calanders, it's just felt like a tire fire, you know, and they've just thrown crap against the wall to see what has stuck. As much as, I don't want to say, it wasn't a disappointment. But it wasn't everything that I wanted to be. But they did do it right, in my opinion, with Civil War. Or Civil War, Secret War, the new one. To a certain point. They took what worked and they kept it. And they took what didn't work and they got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
in the Marvel Universe. And, mm-hmm. and I agree with that. While I found the storyline in Secret War lacking in some points and, you know, it could have been in my, you know, I don't know. I don't do that for a living, and I really, as much respect as I can give to anybody, DC, Marvel, independent, whoever, who writes comic books and creates and things like that. But I don't think I could have done it better, but it just, to me, it was like, it was something that I wanted something different out of the storyline, but I respect what they did with it, and they kept what worked.
Uh-huh.
I would have liked to have seen something more like that. There has been good stuff, as much crap as I give it, there has been good stuff that has come out of the New 52. A lot of people have enjoyed the Harley Quinn stuff. A lot of people have enjoyed where her character's gone. Aquaman, you know, different things like that. While there hasn't been a whole lot more that has worked for DC, they should have gone that route, in my opinion, and left Watchmen out of it. Because just like, you know, Cole said, it was just like a big middle finger to Alan Moore to do this. And it's almost like a middle finger to the fans saying, well, you know, here's what you want. So we're going to give it to you, but we're going to give it to you the way we want to give it to you. So, you know, it's almost like receiving a present that's been buried in a box of horse poop. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to dig through the poop to get to that thing, but it's still a poop-covered presence. And it's always going to be tainted in that way.
I can't get the poop smell out of my Xbox game.
Exactly. You may be able to play it and enjoy it a little bit, but it's still going to smell like crap. You know? That crap's going to be lingering in the air.
Oh, man.
My tweet to Jeff Johns today when he said he would buy back any issue that from any, you know, he'd buy back the issue from any fan who didn't enjoy Rebirth. My exact reaction to him was, you know, Jeff Johns, does that go for digital copies as well? Will you give me my money back?
No, you're not that upset about this.
No, but I could have not read it and been just as happy.
Well, okay. Let me go ahead and give my two cents in here. Being the guy that's, they call me DC Light, just because I do not read a whole lot. I keep up with it, just like I said, via podcasts and social media posts, and, you know, every once in a while hop in there, read an article or two. So going into this, I knew who Wally West was. I knew a little bit of the history about what had happened prior to. And, of course, that's explained in here. They do a good job of kind of explaining at least what Wally West has been doing for quite a while, and how, you know, what his motivations are. I enjoyed
hanging out in the Speed Force, hadn't he?
What's that?
He's just been hanging out in the Speed Force, hadn't he?
Yeah.
He's
been stuck out there. There are a few questions, just like you said, Ronnie. There's a couple. I see Chick Green Lantern. I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
Yeah, she's newer.
Okay.
She was recently introduced in one of the Green Lantern books. She's yet another Green Lantern from Earth, and apparently in one of the new comics, she's going to be going toe-to-toe with the other new Green Lantern from Earth, Simon Baz.
Okay.
How many Green Lanterns does Earth need?
Half as many as they have.
Yeah.
So there were some points where the whole Blue Beetle thing over my head.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of marked out at that.
Okay.
Ted Kord was the second Blue Beetle, the mm-hmm. scientist guy that was building the stuff. And he was one of my favorite characters. He was from one of the Justice Leagues, and there was an arc of Justice Society that was about trying to find the guy that killed Ted Kord.
I was going to say, didn't he end up with a bullet in his head?
Yeah, from Maxwell Lord.
Yeah, and then Wonder Woman snapped his neck.
Yeah, on live TV. This leads into Infinite Crisis.
Infinite Crisis, yeah. Oh,
okay. Which itself led into 52. But I was happy to see Ted Kord back.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's not the Blue Beetle and possibly never has been, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, he's just like tech guy or something.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be like support staff for Jaime Reyes, the third Blue Beetle.
And over...
he's going to be Oracle.
Yeah, he's going to be his micro.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. So, yeah, the Blue Beetle stuff, that was... I knew that was going to be good stuff. And Dr. Fate shows up, which...
I like that, because I like Dr. Fate. But
yeah, I don't know if... I remember reading Dr. Fate number one, so I don't know if it's the same one or not. It doesn't look like it. Because the one, if I remember right, Dr. Fate number one, it was a kid.
Yeah, it was a teenager.
Okay.
So...
Okay, so there's a couple points in here I'm lost. I'm not too up on who the characters are, but I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed Wally West's mission. You guys can crap all over Watchmen all you want.
No, I'm not crapping on Watchmen.
Crap on Watchmen showing up in the new, whatever the hell this is going to be called, Rebirth.
That I'll definitely crap on.
You guys, here's the thing though. My one question, and I really want to see if it gets answered. Okay. Why in the hell is that button in the Batcave? I mean...
Exactly!
However, I see the iconic smiley face pin with the blood dripping down. I was game, guys. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for issue two.
I'm a sucker. So I'm definitely going to be buying Aquaman Rebirth. So I don't know if that's going to factor into anything.
Okay.
And the fact that they're dropping the price on the comics to $2.99 across the board is probably going to make me a little more a little more experimental.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Price point is key. I was just
that's the other thing. Marvel, drop your prices.
Seriously.
$4 and $5 for a book is getting just stupid.
Oh, Spider-Man is the only, well, Back to the Future, because I demanded it.
yeah, thanks.
Back to the Spider-Man is I get two issues a month.
That it's kill, it's that about kills. Wait.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay.
it's by curious. It's something.
I get two issues a month for Spider-Man, and that can weigh on the wallet. And I only collect one.
Imagine trying to collect Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man.
Jeez.
Miles Morales. I really like Miles Morales.
First off, I commend you, Cole, for doing 30 issues.
Yeah.
Jeez. I know you weren't doing floppies. It sounds like you were doing all digital, which is a nice little bit of a discount. It makes it kind of manageable, too. Plus, you don't have to worry about putting it in a box or anything.
Right. I've got them all on my iPad, which helps.
Okay. All right. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Give me 5 minutes. My wife is asking for me to come out and help her with the car. Go ahead and discuss amongst yourself. I'll be right back, all right?
I don't think there's much to discuss because you and I are pretty much on the same page. It just felt to me like they just stirred the pot. You know, they just made a stew, stirred it up, and said, here you go. It's got kind of a decent flavor, but there's some stuff in it that I really, you know, is kind of wretched. I mean, it was pretty good until the aftertaste hit of Dr. Manhattan. I don't know. It just seemed like a big hot mess to me for the read.
It felt really unfocused, which is weird because it was one character's story. You would think that one character's story would be a focused, tight story, but it just felt kind of all over the place. I do see where they were going. They had to introduce this, like, the concept of the JSA. They had to introduce this idea that heroes had been around for more than just 10 years, and like they had a lot of world building to do, but I don't think that the way they did it was, I guess, the best way to handle it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that totally. I like the fact that they brought Wally in. I thought that was a good character to build around, because he is one of the Flashes that people, you know, he's a popular Flash. People loved him, and he was a great character.
I will say this much. If DC tries to play this off like this was the plan all along, and that's why Wally West wasn't in the New 52, get the hell the hell out of here.
No, I agree. If they were like, no, we were going to do this. No, you weren't, because this was a last-ditch effort to say, oh, crap, well, you know, this is, you know, as we've said before, this is our apology for what happened with the New 52. And I'm with you. I'm not owed anything by them, much less an apology. I don't expect them to apologize for it, but I do. I guess it's too much to ask to expect decent storylines.
That's really, I mean, that's the only real issue I have with it is, like, don't backtrack. Don't try and make things right. Just do better.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, and they're not doing better. In my opinion, they're making it worse, because now they have to explain why Dr. Manhattan was involved in this, and going back to Watchmen and saying, okay, I don't know. It's just they're involved in too many realities and too many multiverses and all this other stuff, and just keep it simple, man. And bring it back to what it really needs to be, and bring your heroes back, and keep what worked, and go from there.
What did you think of the whole Wonder Woman's brother thing?
Man, I there was too much I didn't even think about, to be honest with you. Lord, I don't know. Confusing again, because I'll be honest with you, I haven't kept up with much of DC at all. So I didn't know if he was a new character, old character, or what was happening there. I'll have to go back and read it to give you a good answer on that.
Well, they're implying that Wonder Woman's father was Darkseid.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I feel some kind of way about that.
If that's where they're going, if it's not just implication, if they really want him to be her father, then that's just dumb.
Yeah, seriously. You'd think that would have come up by now.
Okay, there it is. It was kind of a one pager, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know Dinah's secret. Mother told her before she died. Twin brother born on the island the night we were, and his name is Jason. Father, he is out there. Was it like you, dark side? No, really? I don't know. I was more kind of into what happened to this version of Superman, I guess, because I have no clue what happened to him. And then I was really kind of taken aback by Cyborg with a metal detector out there. So in that picture, yeah. What? I don't know.
Let's hop in here. We'll do some tweets. See what we got. See what's out.
Cole
there.
Pointed something else out that I completely missed was the Darkseid could be the father of Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's right. Because they were talking. What, father or brother?
Father.
Mm-hmm. I saw that the lady was. I thought it was like her brother.
Oh no, that is her brother. But they were saying that their father is
Darkseid.
Gotcha. Because she said his name is Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So who's this? Who's her brother? Is that somebody?
New character.
Oh, new character. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, is it somebody in continuity? All right, Twitter.com. We'll just do a hashtag. Let's just see if there's a hashtag rebirth sucks.
there's a hashtag rebirth.
I was going to say, I know there has to be a hashtag rebirth, but rebirth sucks would be hilarious. Hashtag rebirth sucks.
There's a hashtag rebirth rules.
Well, I'm
that's not supported by DC at all.
One guy at Iron Table 55 said, all I know is that hashtag rebirth is one of the best storylines in years. Hashtag rebirth rules.
Okay.
Ugh.
That's going a little far.
What was that dated for?
Today.
Today? Okay.
4 hours ago.
I get that people are going to like it. I get that our opinions are not universal. But
Best
storyline ever? Come on now.
That's the only one I can convince. Yeah, I know, right? Apparently, there's a rebirth band.
Rebirth band? Oh, the actual like a music band.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's after that.
Rebirth sucks. Just to let you guys know, the latest tweet from June 1st of 2012. Apparently, Lil Wayne has an album called Rebirth. there's quite a few people that say that Rebirth sucks. So,
the Lil Wayne album?
I guess so. Oklahoma telling Lil Wayne to take a lap. Rebirth sucks. Lil Wayne is at his best when he had a guitar in his hand. Things that are
Lil Wayne played guitar?
Things that aren't true. Hashtag things that aren't true. Hashtag Rebirth sucks. All right. Well, what else we see there? Ronnie, no other rebirth stuff that you see other than those few?
I just hashtag rebirth. Christopher Daniels of Ring of Honor fame. You know, I'm a Marvel guy through and through, but at DC Comics and at Jeff Johns absolutely rocked Rebirth. Read this book. Okay, Daniels, stick to wrestling.
Now, come on. That's a respected wrestler. That's been liked 40 times. I'm going to retweet that right now.
You would.
Boom, retweet.
Jerry Conway at Jerry Conway Rebirth does what Jeff Johns does best, storytelling with a heart. Bodes well both for the DCU and DC films.
Who's Jerry Conway?
No, he's just a random dude.
And these are top tweets. You can't just go be saying random.
No, I mean, he's not like...
He can't be some random dude. That sounds familiar.
Jerry Conway, let me see. He's just got a picture of the new...
What is that?
That's Carnage.
Carnage?
Co-creator of The Punisher, Firestorm, Power Girl, Vixen, and Miss Marvel.
Co-creator.
Writer and producer of TV,
of
film.
Of The Punisher, Marvel. Ronnie. Okay? Co-creator of The Punisher. Go ahead, man.
I'm doing a search for hashtag DC Rebirth.
Okay.
Okay, good call.
And Andrew Potratz, who seems like he's just a guy, without spoiling anything, got me a little choked up in one scene. Very well done. Reminds me of why I love comics. Like that, I can buy.
Okay.
Like, I can totally buy, because I'm pretty sure he's talking about either the scene where Linda doesn't recognize Wally, mm-hmm. or when Wally finally is ready to go into the Speed Force and Barry saves him. I buy it. Those are very emotional scenes. They didn't hit me, but, you know, I'm right there. But the rest of it is all pretty much just supported tweets. The Nerdist, talking about Geoff Johns is on a mission to save DC Comics. Rebirth is just the beginning, and then a link to their website.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. This one guy has a picture. I don't know who the picture's of, but it's a guy. I think it might be Zack Snyder, but he's got a bunch of swords pointing at his face. It says Zack Snyder after comic fans realize Rebirth is just Watchmen X Justice League fanfic. So, last page of hashtag Rebirth Batman finds Scooby Doo's collar in the Batcave.
That would be good. Didn't Batman have a sidekick dog at one point?
Everybody has a sidekick dog at one point.
What'd you say, Cole?
Ace the Bat Hound.
Ace! That's right. Wow. Yes, Ace the Bat Hound.
Got them deep cuts.
That was mentioned in one of the trivia questions last night down there at Asylum.
Ooh, I just did a refresh and there's a bunch of them that popped up.
Bring it on.
At Geoff Johns, unless you're super, hashtag Superman, one woman, one dies and the other one gets a twin brother, what address do we use for the Rebirth refund? Boom!
Okay, well, you got...
I'm done with at DC Comics, hashtag Rebirth or not, I'm out.
Here we go. Roy Burdine, director of Ultimate Superman, DreamWorks Puss in Boots. He's a director of various different TV programs. And he's followed by Jimmy Palmiotti, who is one of the premier writers in DC. Mm-hmm. DC's dropped some serious turds in the last few years, but bringing Dr. Manhattan and Watchmen into the DCU is the final push. Plop, DC Rebirth.
Plop. That's a turd. Dang. I really don't... Ronnie, you did a good job of explaining why you don't like it. I just don't see what is the deal with all the vitriol about bringing the Watchmen into it. You're saying, Ronnie, that it's all about because it's so dark.
It just, they have, in my opinion, it just has no place with Superman.
All right.
Batman and Wonder Woman. It just doesn't have a place for them because it was everything that they're not.
Watchmen doesn't work with other powered heroes.
Exactly.
As a story, there can only be one powered hero in Watchmen because Watchmen is all about how someone with superpowers showing up would destroy the world.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. That's a good argument.
That's an excellent argument. And you said everything that I felt and cannot say because I can't alliterate. I have words and they don't come out right.
Words. I'm looking for all hashtag Rebirth stuff that I got coming up here is very positive.
75% of that, and I'm not joking when I say that, it's because they brought Wally West back. Everything that I've read positive has been, oh, I'm so glad to see Wally back. Oh, that Wally scene with Iris made me want to cry. Oh, great, you know, Wally and Barry are hugging. It's all about Wally West right now, and I get it because Wally, it's just like I told Colt, Wally's a great character, and he was a great Flash, but it can't all be about Wally. I mean, we've got other characters that you got to think about in here, and mainly the guys from Watchmen. It's basically crapping on the memory of that book and how groundbreaking it was by making them the cause of something that failed. Okay. You know, the New 52 failed, and you're making what most considered a classic comic book. You're making it the cop out. You're making them the what's the word I'm looking for? The reason scapegoat. The scapegoat. Thank you. You're making that comic book the scapegoat for everything that has went wrong in other people's opinions in the DC universe. You can't do that. You just can't. In my opinion, you cannot do that because it's not fair, and it's not right to do the memory of that book. But whether you like it or not, it's considered classic reading, and it's considered one of the best books and one of the best storylines ever written in a comic book. It's petty, in my opinion.
Well, and from another angle, the whole point of Watchmen is that superhero comics are wrong. They're... You know, it's a deconstruction of superhero comics, and to bring it into a mainstream superhero comic is kind of...
It goes against breaking, everything that it was...
Yeah, it's breaking the whole point of the story.
Yeah.
All right, positive tweets. I'm looking... I'm just going down through here. It's nothing but positive stuff. Okay, I'm going to read a few for you here. Caleb Holland, at Caleb Holland. Rebirth. Beautiful. How could I ever forget you? Wrecked me. Recounted to my wife. She teared up too. That's a special book. Adam, the ill twin anarchist. Honestly, at DC Comics, Rebirth just blew my mind a little bit. Jason Fitchko, Sentinel 2478. I'm all misty-eyed. Thank you, sir, to Jeff Johns. Thank you. Just finished Rebirth. This is from Kirk-like stuff, at Kirk-like stuff. Just finished Rebirth. Wow, really brave of DC to turn Johns loose and craft an amazing story that turns the DC criticism back on itself.
Now see, all these positive tweets are aimed at exactly what Ronnie and I were saying is the redeeming part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's all the Wally West stuff. It's all the emotional stuff, which...
We all agree that that was that's the core of the book, obviously, the bulk of it, too. Hey, there's going to be division. You guys are, it's two against one here, but I have a feeling that you guys are going to pick up, at least I think you're going to follow what's going to happen in this. But Ronnie, did I even ask you, are you going to read issue two?
Probably not.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm.
What? I have to be honest with you. If I do, it's because the price point is right. I'm with Cole. I mean, $2.99 isn't too much right now to give for a comic book, especially something as big as this. You know, it's a reshaping the DC universe. So, in all sincerity, all jokes aside, I'll probably read the second one. But I'm not excited for it. I just think they kind of ruined the whole thing with it, with the Watchmen coming in, and it, like I said, it's like St. Elsewhere. It's all a big dream, you know.
Dr. Manhattan shows up in the second issue, says, "Wait, it wasn't me." Are you guys like, "Oh, this is good then. We're I'm ready to rock and roll." If they take the Watchmen out,
then I'm even more confused.
Wow. Okay, I understand that.
It wasn't me, but the comedian's button in the Batcave and you building a watch on Mars and you're not supposed to be here anyway.
A lot of people would just immediately drop if that was the case.
I hope with all my heart that what people are saying is true, that Jeff Johns brings in a new era of hope and lightheartedness and just fun superhero comics again. Yeah. I would love nothing more than that. Like, that would be... Honestly, that would be the best Christmas present that Jeff Johns could give me. I don't know if it's going to happen with DC being what it is. DC has this long history of being the grimdark comics. I just don't know if they can shake that mantle, regardless of who's steering the ship.
I can tell you that of all the people on the creative side of DC... I think Johns is the guy to give the reins to. I don't know if there's anybody else out there that I would feel more comfortable crafting a story such as this.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, it's the whole reason why Jeff Johns is now heavily involved in the DC cinematic universe. I was reading stuff today about yesterday where he's going to be heavily involved in all the in the movies from now on, because they don't want him to take the turn that Man of Steel and Batman v Superman took. They're really disappointed in the critical analysis of these movies and how dark they are, blah blah blah, whatever.
They're disappointed in the box office returns.
Yeah, they're disappointed in that as well. And so I get it. If anybody can turn around, it would probably be Jeff Johns. I think they're going to make him give him a bigger role in it as well, is what they're alluding to, is what, you know, and these things that I've read. It's just kind of unannounced, but he's going to be involved in it. So I don't know if he's going to be writing, helping direct, what. Or if he's just going to be there in a creative standpoint, you know, saying, no, this is not how that happens. There is hope in that, but most of my hope was dashed against the rocks with this book because of how they're laying it out to happen. As I said before, you know, multiple times here, I'm glad Wally West is back. I'm glad they're bringing the old Clark Kent back, these different things. But the dark side being Wonder Woman's dad bit kind of makes me cringe.
And the biggest cringe came from Dr. Manhattan, you know, and finding the freaking button in the Batcave. Why?
Why?
You're making fun of me.
Why you do this to me, DC Comics? Why?
It's just, yeah, exactly. I mean,
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get this wrapped up here. My wife did send me a message. She says, I have a finishing question for your podcast. Do peckers talk? We're gonna end it there. Ronnie Adams, let's go ahead and we'll get into plugs here, buddy. Go ahead and plug some stuff.
I do a movie podcast with Adam Runyon, and it's called Screaming Boy Productions. We talk about just about everything. We have not gotten the chance to talk about Captain America Civil War at this time of recording, so hopefully we'll have something out for that. But we just released our discussion on Batman v Superman not too long ago, because that was it was a fun show to edit, but it gave me some fits, so it took a little while to get it out. It's just over 2 hours long, mainly because we let our co-host, our guest, Josh Calandris, go, and man, it was hysterical. And he had some really, really, really cool things to say about it. And we did a lot of movie discussion. We had some comic book discussion in there as well. So we did tread on your territory a little bit there, Jesse, so I do apologize. So we've got that right now in the works. I'm getting ready to release two documentary diaries that our own Jesse Starcher here has so kindly taken it upon himself to watch the Hulu documentaries. Thank you. So a lot of fun there. I'm sure we'll have several different shows out before this airs as well. So you can check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, and on the Radulation Broadcasting Network.
All right. Cole, man, let me tell you, thanks for coming on here. I told you what, like 20 minutes? Well, let's talk about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah, 20 minutes, half hour.
It's fun. It is fun to talk comics with you guys, and I appreciate it. Appreciate both of you coming on here. Cole, what do you want to plug here?
Right now it's just the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/thefilmtwit, where I stream PS4 games and have some pithy commentary over top of them. Like I said, right now it's pretty much Doom, getting into some Overwatch, and then occasionally Final Fantasy XIV, even though that one's a little bit dull to watch. I do enjoy it.
Very cool. All right, well, again, boys, I thank you very much for coming on here and spending the time with me. All right, folks, there it is. Source Material's reaction to another ground-shaking event unfolding in the DC Universe. Thanks to my guests Ronnie and Cole again for coming on and sharing their thoughts with me and giving us some great content to share with our listeners. All right, don't forget to tune in on Monday as I bring on Josh Calandris and from the Casual Heroes, Gavin Napier, to discuss Marvel's 1995-1996 exciting event, Age of Apocalypse. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a good one.